Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Now, I've no respect for doctors anymore. I've lost all my respect for the medical profession. They don't know anything. You go in there and they say, well, what do you think is wrong with you? I don't know. It's not my job to think. It's your job to think. I think you might have a bug. Oh, really? Thanks a million. What bug? Yeah. And the most you can expect is a prescription for some antibiotics. Now, where I come from, when you get a prescription for antibiotics, you don't say, well, will they work? Or will there be any side effects? No, it's, will I be able to drink with these? Yeah.
Wednesday, July 9th, 2025. It's the wake up call. 106.5 The End. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. Man, yesterday was weird. You know, like some days feel like different days of the week, or like they feel longer or shorter than other days. I can't describe it, but yesterday felt like a full weekend to me. Like coming in today, I was like, today's Monday. And not because, like, it just feels like a Monday. It's because yesterday felt like 2 days.
Interesting. Why?
I don't know. I'm trying to go back and, like, think, like, did I do more than I usually do? Nope.
I had to ask twice this morning if today was Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday.
Yeah.
It is Wednesday.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So we've all been either in a house that we live in or gone to a house where your cell phone just doesn't work anymore. Well, I'm calling somebody at the request of his wife whose phone is like that. They just moved and he went online and complained to his provider that they have no cell service in their house. So I'm calling from his provider to say there's a solution, and that solution, he's not going to like it.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Marcel.
This is me.
Hi, Marcel. This is Raul Labrador, and I'm calling from Verizon Wireless. How are you today?
I'm all right.
Great. I'm responding to a complaint that you filed on our website about cell service. You recently moved, correct?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about what the problem is.
Okay, so it's just not connecting really well.
It's just not working very well. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. I've got good news. We're going to be building a new cell phone tower very close to your house, and that is going to improve the service immensely. Okay. I wanted to give you an update on that. We got your complaint and we wanted to respond to that. But also, I legally have to, as the cell phone tower is going to be within 100 yards of your house. So legally, under the state of California, I have to not get approval, but I have to just make sure that you're made aware of it.
You can within 100 yards?
Yes. Within 100 yards, actually less than 100 yards, about 75 yards from your property line.
Is that even safe?
We're pretty sure that it's safe. It's mostly safe. Yeah, it's almost safe.
Almost safe meaning?
Like, it's not going to cause any provable damage.
Provable damage being what?
Like, to your body. you know, due to any human's body. The good news is, though, that your cell service is going to be astronomical. It's almost going to be too clear. You probably will be able to feel the calls in your body.
That sounds like a bit of a problem.
I disagree. Have you been to like an XD movie theater with that 4D experience? It's going to be kind of like that.
Okay, you know, that doesn't sound great. I don't think I really want that.
Well, what if I told you, though, that we take $10 off every monthly bill? Because that is something that I do have the authority to approve right now, if you'd like us to do that.
Okay. See, I'm just very confused about the body harm stuff that you mentioned, because that just seems very vague. It seems really vague.
Well, it's only because really the science just isn't there yet, you know, but for the most part, though, you know, if you're asking me if I would live the 75 yards from a cell phone tower, you know, so, okay. So can I put down officially that we're good here? Okay. You're going to take the $10 credit and we can start construction on the cell phone tower probably before the end of the season. Can I officially say that?
Nope. I don't think that's a good idea.
All right. So you don't want good cell service. That's what you want?
I think I'm just going to have to cancel service.
Okay. Just know, though, that the cell phone tower is still going in, though. So, okay. I'm not the department that cancels service. But anyway, though, I can patch you through to them if you want me to.
You say the cell phone tower is still being built?
Well, sure. It wasn't getting built just for you. I mean, you're not the only Verizon customer. So does that change things? Because I can only do the $10 credit if you stay with us. Obviously, I can't give you a $10 credit for another company.
No, I'm going to have to deal with this later. You can't put down. I'm okay with any of this, but I'm just going to have to deal with this later.
Okay. All right. That's understandable. One thing, though, that I am going to put down is that you're on a 106.5 The End right now on the wake-up call. This is Gavin, and you're on a prank phone call that your wife asked me to do. Michelle sent me an email and asked me if I would prank phone call you. So I apologize for wasting your time. I'm also sorry your cell phone doesn't work that well.
Okay.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you call him 916-909.
No.
Yes,
no,
yes.
No, I almost fell for it.
1-0-6-5 to play. Married name upgrade, downgrade. God, I'm going to get her one day. She's going to love it. She's going to love it. 916-909-1065. Tell us your maiden name and your married name. We'll tell you which one's better. Let's start by talking to Erica. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
All right. What's your maiden name, Erica?
My maiden name is Petty, P-E-T-T-Y.
Ooh. Erica Petty.
Yes.
Now, the name Petty itself, I don't love because it's Petty.
Yeah, but I love Erica Petty.
I love Erica Petty.
And you always call her by both names.
Erica Petty.
Erica Petty.
Erica yes. Petty.
Yeah, okay. Oh, God, that feels good to say.
It really does.
Yeah, okay.
Erica Petty. Do you want to go for an Erica Manny Petty?
Okay, I
sure do. Okay. And what's your married name, Erica?
My married name is Scott.
Erica Scott. It's not as fun to say.
It still works. No, I hate it, actually.
You hate it?
Well, try to say, because then she just becomes Erica.
Erica Scott.
Because you'd never say Erica Scott.
Erica Scott.
Erica Petty flows off the tongue better.
It does.
It does.
See, you knew.
It's like water. Erica, yeah, Erica Petty. Petty. Erica Petty.
Yeah.
Everybody say it in their car right now. Yeah, that's a downgrade. The Erica Scott's fine, but it's not Erica Petty. Thank you so much for calling. Let's now talk to Shelly. Good morning, Shelly.
Good morning.
What's your maiden name, Shelly?
Chand. Like Jackie Chan, but with a D.
Chand.
Okay, Shelly Chand.
Thank you for describing it that way, because it would be hard to... Okay. Shelly Chand. Here's the thing. When I say Chand, it sounds like I'm swearing somehow.
It's not a very pleasant sound.
Yeah.
adding a past tense to a word like Chan just doesn't feel right.
It sounds like I'm sneezing.
Yes.
Shit.
Yes. Okay. And Erica Petty to you.
Thank you. And also.
So what is your married name, Shelley?
Middleton.
Oh, upgrade.
Oh, upgrade.
Huge upgrade.
The Middletons? Are you kidding?
The Middletons own horses.
Absolutely.
But not like dirty horses. Like nice horses that are brushed.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah, they take really good care of them.
Their manes are braided into like weird little things.
Yeah, but they don't race them.
No.
They use them for like kids with disabilities.
Right, and catalogs.
Catalogs, yes.
For all your dressage needs.
Yes.
Or dressage needs. Yeah, Shelley Middleton is a beautiful name. And congratulations on your billions. We can only imagine.
And also that ranch.
Of course, the Middleton Ranch.
Yeah.
All right, let's do a complicated one and talk to Melody. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
All right, so what do we got here? What's your maiden name?
So my maiden name at birth was Zarichny.
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 Zarichny, yes.
Zarichny.
It sounds like a very hard dance.
It is a very hard last name. And
then your last name became what?
Albini.
Melody Albini. Melody Albini.
I don't like it.
It sounds like a sound that a mouse makes.
An Albini sounds like a salad.
Yeah, I'll take the Albini salad.
I'll have the Caprese.
But I want the Albini. No raisins.
Right. Okay. And then your last name became what?
Quinn.
Melody Quinn.
Oh, is this where it ends?
Yes.
Okay. Absolute upgrade.
Yeah, I like Melody Quinn.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
She's a lovely woman. She volunteers her time at the library.
See, I don't think she's boring. I think a Melody...
Whoa! You don't have to be boring. It's just...
If you're volunteering your time at the library, there's a lot of boring triggers in there. One, library. Two, I got time to volunteer. And three, Melody Quinn. Like the Melody Quinn to me sounds like an adventurer or like the sidekick for an adventurer.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't make the patriarchy. Okay.
Okay.
Like you're the sexy damsel that goes along with him to the temple.
See, okay. So you had me at first. She's not a sidekick. Okay. She is the main character.
Oh, okay.
The Adventures of Melody Quinn.
Oh,
Melody
you're Quinn. Right. That sounds wonderful.
You know what I mean?
And then what's her sidekick? Like a monkey or
no,
like a kid?
No, that's Dora.
Is it a kid?
She doesn't need one. You know what it is? It's the spirit of her grandfather.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a movie.
Yeah, well, he gave her a compass and it changed her life.
What should I do next, Pop-Pop? And then there's just like always 10 or 15 seconds of silence where she's hearing
him.
Well,
he's in the wind, Gavin.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, and she goes,
oh, it's too far to jump.
You're right.
You
I
really
can do it.
You really think I can? All right, here I go. The critics hated it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did.
It was a whole book series.
Well, yeah, because in a book, the wind talking to you just reads better.
Okay, yeah.
Seeing it visually is silly.
Yeah, the Disney Channel did it. Ruined it.
Melody, thank you so much for calling. That's all we have time for today, unfortunately. But our apologies to everybody on hold.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Yes, it is time for us to play Talktionary on the Wake Up Call, giving away a 4-pack of tickets to Golfland Sunsplash. Great way to spend the day. Let's kick everything off with Tyler. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for calling 916-909-1065. You were caller 17, which means you got to pick first on which teammate you wanted, me or Kevin. And you chose Kevin.
What a good choice.
Off to a bad start already, Tyler. Katie, can you explain the rules real fast to Talktionary since this is your creation?
Sure can. We're going to use Pictionary cards. But of course, we can't draw anything for you. So we're going to describe the words that are on the cards. And then you're going to guess them. You can, the boys can jump around the card. They can skip. But you have to get all five on the card before you go on to the next one.
30 seconds per round. We play two rounds. Kevin and Tyler, are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, starts.
Okay. Now. Arachnid, spin this.
What was that? Say that again.
Arachnid, spin this with their stuff to make a home.
Pat.
What? Oh, wow.
Okay, this is a type of wiener dog. There's not that many words on this card. Okay, opposite of in front.
Opposite of back.
No, you're someone's in front of you.
Wow, that is a goose egg.
So somebody's in back of you? Behind.
Behind. Yeah. And then the first one was spider web.
Spider web. Tyler, spider web.
No, we're having fun.
Wait, we're having a good time.
Not a great start. Not a great start. So now we're going to go to Andrew from Roseville. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
We're all
laughing. All right, you and I are a team. 30 seconds on the clock. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, these are hard words. Okay, here we go. 30 seconds starts now. These are the things in your body that pump blood through the whole body.
A heart.
No. They like these are the
veins.
Yeah, there we
one.
Go. Two. If you're Miss America, you wear
the crown.
Listen, you wear this across your. But yes,
he said it.
Okay. If this is what's in the ocean, it's not fresh. It's
salt water.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. And then. Okay. Wow. Man, we got 3 points. And those.
You have a go getter.
I have a go getter.
Yeah,
that's right.
He was saying all the words in pageant.
All right, we're gonna put Andrew. I'm gonna put you on hold again since Tyler got zero. Let's at least give him a chance to get three.
Okay.
Tyler, are you there?
We're not gonna get three. We're gonna get five.
I love that.
There you go.
All right, here we go. You had apparently your practice round. 30 seconds on the clock. Tyler, are you ready?
I hope, yes.
Okay, we hope so.
Starts now.
Okay, these are woodland creatures. Oh, they're often hit by road by the cars.
Deer.
Yes. One. Oh my god. Okay. And this is like a measure. It's not a ruler, but longer.
Like
the whole blank, the whole nine blank.
Oh. Skip. Shoot.
Skip. Okay. This is what they call a boy in British.
A lad?
A lad.
Is he a little yardstick?
Yeah.
Yardstick. That was
it. Tyler, it's okay. We had fun.
We did have fun. Tyler, that was not
one.
Not great. Not great. You got 1 point in two rounds, so we are going to let you go, and let's talk to Andrew. Congratulations, Andrew!
Woo, let's go.
You don't even need to go for round two.
Wow.
How about that? You got yourself a 4-pack of tickets to Golfland Sunsplash. We're going to put that other card just right back in the deck. Congratulations. Awesome. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Great, thanks.
Tag us in all the pictures that you take while you're having fun.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. She's not scared of you. She's got a picture on her wall to stare at during Are You Smarter Than Katie? She just mean mugs your picture the whole time.
Yeah.
Every single contestant that we get, especially Lauren from Stockton.
Right.
Lauren, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you for emailing us a picture of yourself so that Katie could print it up just for the purpose of staring at you. Like a true competitor.
You're very welcome.
Of course.
Thank you.
All right. Katie's going to leave the studio. The jackpot is $60. We're building up a jackpot right now. She is on a winning streak. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Five questions dealing with news and pop culture, and away we go. Question one, the Supreme Court has given President Trump a huge win to continue reducing the size of the federal government by doing mass layoffs and firings, even at a time when lack of staff is a possible cause of natural disasters being even more deadly. Name just one Supreme Court justice. Current.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Current Supreme Court justice.
I have no idea.
All right, question two. Remember former child actor Gary Coleman? Remember how he, like, mysteriously died at the age of 42 from falling down and getting a brain damage, and his wife was a possible suspect? Well, A&E is doing a documentary about that, and she failed the lie detector test when asked about her involvement. Oh, what? What is another name for a lie detector?
Lie detector? Polygraph test.
Question three, the Monster series on Netflix is wildly popular. It dramatizes, am I saying that word right, Kevin? Dramatizes?
Mm-hmm.
Dramatizes the actions of different serial killers, but there are two new seasons coming out. The first one, next season, is about Ed Gein, who was the influence for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And the other was just announced. Season four is going to be about Lizzie Borden. How about that? Which killers were featured in one of the other two previous seasons?
Ed Gein.
What?
Ed? Is it Ed Gein?
No. In one of the previous ones. One of the ones that already aired.
Oh, so not Lizzie Borden. Ted Bundy?
Okay. And question four, Olivia Rodrigo's guitar player was doing an interview and confirmed that Olivia was very obsessed with keeping everyone happy on her tour. So much so that she paid for therapy for everyone and insisted that they go. What was the name of the album that that tour supported?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
Okay. Question five, the disgraced owner of Fyre Festival is still out there trying to con people. He said Fyre Festival was coming back and he lied about the lineup again, but now he's given up and he is selling the Fyre Festival brand on an eBay auction. Bidding starts at $200,000, and if it increases by 40%, how much is that?
$200,000. That's 80,000. How much did it increase, or the total?
The total.
280,000.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Lauren, where are we headed?
To work this morning.
And where do you work? Is it in Stockton?
Yes, it's Edge's electrical group. It's an electrical distribution center.
Okay, that's fun. And is it true? Did I see that Stockton right now, no one's picking up your garbage?
What?
I thought that was in Philadelphia.
I think there's one in Philadelphia too, a strike. But I thought I saw something in the news that said Stockton's going through something right now too. No?
Our garbage got picked up.
All right, garbage got picked up. All right, that's all that matters, Lauren. All right.
We have fires right now.
You have fires right now? Jesus. I didn't know about that. Where?
There's fires in downtown Stockton, one of the buildings, and I think there was one right here in Lathrop, a little further down.
Oh, my.
Jeez, it makes me...
There's a fire in downtown Stockton right now?
Not right now, but the other day, and at first, it was on the corner of one of the streets in a busy intersection.
Oh, my God.
That makes not having your trash picked up seem a lot better.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Well, you're on hold now, Katie. Here we go. Question one. The Supreme Court gave President Trump a huge win and paved way for him to continue to do mass layoffs and firings at the federal government level. So there you go.
I don't know why he wouldn't be able to, though.
Some people, they were trying to make an argument that that needs to go through Congress.
Oh, I see.
And Supreme Court said, nah. Name just one Supreme Court justice, current Supreme Court justice.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Your favorite.
Right.
She's got all the trading cards.
Don't get me started.
What's Brett Kavanaugh's power? Like if you're playing on a card game.
Oh, Devil's Triangle.
Don't Google that. Question two. Former child actor Gary Coleman from Different Strokes. Remember how he mysteriously died at the age of 42 from falling down?
And no, Gavin, I don't.
You don't remember this? And he had brain hemorrhage from the fall, and his wife was a possible suspect?
I didn't remember he was dead.
Oh, yeah. Well,
or that he was alive.
Everybody was talking about it back then. I remember that. A&E's doing a documentary about that, and his wife failed the lie detector test when asked about her involvement in that fall. Uh-oh. What is another name for a lie detector?
Polygraph.
Yeah, a polygraph test. Question three, the Monster series on Netflix. You watched that, right?
Oh, yeah.
It dramatizes serial killers, and there's two new seasons coming out. We all knew season three was going to be about Ed Gein, which influenced Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, okay.
But also, Lizzie Borden is going to be season four. Ugh,
they're so good.
That's going to be crazy. Which killers were featured in one of the other two seasons that already aired?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
That is correct. Other one was the Menendez brothers.
Oh, man, that was good too.
Question four, Olivia Rodrigo's guitar player was doing an interview, and he confirmed that Olivia was so obsessed with everybody getting along and being happy on her tour that she bought therapy for every single person and insisted that they do it, even like the roadies and stuff like that.
I don't like that she forced people to do therapy.
I think she may, well, insisted to me means that, like, I'm heavily suggesting.
When your boss heavily suggests something, it means you have to do it.
It's kind of funny to think Olivia Rodrigo was the boss.
I know. I don't like that. There's
She's
something
like 19.
About that I find very... I mean, what if somebody has, like, very serious trauma?
Right.
And now you're forcing them to deal with it. That doesn't feel right to me.
While you're traveling the country.
Right. Away from your family. Yeah.
What was the name of the album that tour supported?
Oh, God. Give it your best shot.
No.
BetterHelp.com.
No. Guts.
Right.
Question five. The disgrace owner of the Fyre Festival, he's still out there trying to con people. He did say Fyre Festival was coming back. He lied about the lineup again.
Oh.
And now he's giving up, and he is selling the Fyre Festival brand on an eBay auction.
Why would anybody buy that?
Great question. Bidding starts at $200,000, though.
What a steal.
If it increases by 40% by the end of the auction, how much is the total?
Forty percent.
Want to buzz you?
Nope.
360,000. Oh. You're close. 280,000.
I don't think that was very close at all.
All right, and Lauren, are you there?
Yeah.
Final score: you got two, but Katie got three.
Ooh.
Katie wins again. We're gonna have $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Lauren, tell us what we need to hear.
Today, I'm not smarter than Katie.
Not today. 106.5.
Yeah. It's the Wake Up Call.
Now it is time for us to play Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Fun Delivered is when we open undelivered lost packages, never got to their final destinations. They were sent to us by the company Fun Delivered out of Florida, and here we are, and there is the box of Fun Delivered packages just sitting there like a siren calling our names. Who would like to go first?
You know what? It's me.
Katie can go first because she always says, I like to go first.
I was just telling somebody about this. They never heard us play it before, and they were like, that sounds like it's perfect for like Christmas parties. And I was like, yeah, it's perfect for like every party. All right, Katie's diving all the way down. That pet one just keeps getting passed over, and Katie seems to be going for small un-Katie-like packages.
Yeah, you're supposed to go for fabric. That's your thing.
She did not go for that today.
Let me go.
Is it because you've been burned by the fabric ones recently?
No, but I just like to change it up.
All right, so what'd you go with today?
I went with a, it's a box that is about 6 inches tall and kind of skinny.
Okay.
It is definitely a box and there's something shaking around. It feels like it could be like cologne or lotion.
So the last few times that we've speculated on a box that size and even said could be cologne or lotion, it has turned out to be a sex toy.
That is true.
But two times that has happened now. Is that handwritten Asian language on the side of it?
No, it says FH72.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, that one's definitely intriguing. Kevin, what'd you come up with?
Yours looks like mine.
Mine is an iPhone size. I just put my iPhone up to it to see if it fits.
Does it? Okay.
No, it's a twofer. I feel two boxes.
Oh, okay.
What if it's two iPhones?
And there's Chinese writing on here. I can't read it.
You don't say. Okay.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna go. There's a lot of writing, Chinese writing on all the boxes this time.
Is there? There's none on mine.
What?
Mine says.
I saw two more packages in
mine
there.
Mine says, like, this is just written in pen USD5. And
that's
then it says
$5.
LAX Zone A012 and FH72. So whatever any of that means.
Read all that. Wow.
Since Katie didn't go for a typical Katie package of fabric, I did.
Oh boy.
And I got some kind of big throw pillow sized definitely some sort of fabric or clothing item inside. I can't make out what brand it is, but there's a heart with like a triangle inside the heart.
Oh, interesting.
So if anybody is Robert Langdon Da Vinci Code out there, you want to decipher that hieroglyphic, go for it. Tell me what brand it is. It looks like it begins with an E, if that helps. So, okay. Oh, it went through JFK. All right. Well, this came very far. That's part one of Fun Delivered. Is your interest peaked? Because ours sure is. We're going to play some music. We're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back and open these babies on the air. It is Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End. We'll be right back.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, it's now time for part two of Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. You heard part one. We went into the big box of Fun Delivered packages, which are unopened, undelivered packages that got lost in the mail. They're sent to us by the company Fun Delivered, and we have way too much fun opening them. Just to recap real fast, Katie decided to buck tradition, and she did not go for something that's fabric or clothing, or at least obviously fabric or clothing. And describe what you got real fast.
It's about a 6-inch box, and it's very rectangular, and it feels like there is lotion or perfume inside.
Mine's a 7-inch box, and
he said that like it was a competition. Yeah.
Also, his box is smaller, so I don't even know. Like,
is
it's quite obvious. Look, hold it up to mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I guess mine's 5, but it's a twofer.
That right. Right? Okay. And mine's about a little smaller than a throw pillow. It's heavy. It is fabric. And there is a symbol on the outside of it of a heart with a triangle in the inside of it. I don't know what that means. Who would like to go first?
Katie can go first.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So opening my
box.
Oh God. It's some sort of like ginseng extract BS.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, it's for hair.
There you go.
Nova Hair.
Nova.
Is it like shampoo, conditioner? What is that?
That's a good question, Kevin. Let's see. Oh, it's black hair dye.
Oh.
Oh.
It's like a pump.
Yeah.
Is that how people dye their hair with like a pump? Like
the wrong person.
Yeah, she doesn't dye. You need black hair.
I mean,
give it to Gavin.
You need black hair.
But like, how would that even. It looks like hand soap.
Honestly, the instructions are for ants.
Every time I've seen a hair color commercial, they have like a little pasty brush.
It smells too good.
Well, I don't think this is a washout.
Oh.
What's a washout?
Like, it's not permanent.
Oh.
Katie, you should try it.
Let's see what Katie looks like with black hair.
You would look sexy. Crazy. Yes.
That's crazy.
All right, well.
There is a shower downstairs.
Yes.
I mean, I'm down.
You have black hair.
No, I meant for her.
She's not going to do it.
Wow.
Not with that red hair.
I don't have a blow dryer.
Right.
That's okay.
I'm just going to let it air dry.
Yeah.
It'll take forever. You see how thick this gorgeous mane is? Please.
All right. It's fun delivered on the wake up call. If you want to see any of it, obviously, you can text the word fun, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. Kevin, you're up next.
I did get a twofer. It says moisturized cushion CC.
What?
Silky and smooth air cushion CC cream.
Oh, CC cream.
What
okay,
is CC
here,
cream?
Toss it. It's like, well, usually like BB cream or CC cream, like usually it has like a tint to it and you wear it kind of
what
like foundation.
Oh.
So I don't know if this has a particular. Oh, it's very. Oh. It does have a tint to it.
Kevin, put some
how,
on.
How do I take it out?
You're going to have to just peel the.
Oh, that's way too dark for you.
Oh,
but
yeah. This is
my color. I have discoloration right here.
Okay.
Is this you doing a makeup tutorial?
Let me try it.
Don't you have to tap your nails on the product
I
first?
I guess.
Oh, yeah.
This is by Clotta. And then, let's see. Will this burn my skin?
No.
Okay, let's see it. All right. See if color correct.
Do you want me, while you apply this, do you want me to open mine?
Yeah.
Okay. So do I dab it?
Yeah, dab it.
All right. So Kevin, while Kevin opens his and puts on his, what is it? What is it? It's like
it's
a
CC cream.
BB cream?
It,
oh, CC
it's like,
cream.
It's like foundation, but it has like moisturizer and stuff like that. Like stuff that's good for your skin.
All right. We're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. Again, you can text.
Kevin, that's kind of working.
You can text FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. I got Elfric Eden. And it looks like it's a, oh, what does this say?
Oh, boy.
For a second, I thought this was going to be nice, and then now I don't think that it is. What does this say? Pray the Lord.
Oh, yes.
It's a hoodie that says, Pray the Lord.
Oh.
But it looks like a bunch of,
Elfric
like,
Eden.
It looks like a bunch of, like, trapped people, like, at a science museum.
Yeah.
Like, when you go up to those screens where you're like, your body heat, make it dance.
Or, like, when you have one of those, like, light projectors on Halloween that makes it look like there's spooky characters in your window.
Yeah.
And what size is it?
It's not my size.
It looks like 3X.
Whoever ordered that prayed the Lord that they would get their sweatshirt, but it didn't come. Kevin, that's like really working.
Is it? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Update on your skin.
I look slayful. Like, bitch.
It's working. It's a perfect
working.
Color for you.
Give me more BB cream.
All right, good. Well, there you go. Fun delivered on the wake up call. Who do you think won this week? Text it in to 916-909-1065. And you can always see it by texting the word fun, F-U-N. Also to 909-1065.
1065 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
And it's time to play another round of Guess the Salary on the Wake Up Call. It's been a while since we've done this. Thank you, everybody, who called 909-1065, but we picked Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
And your job is an interesting one. It's one that, like, I think most people are aware of being a job, but I think outside of the fact that just somebody does this, they don't really know much about it. But what is your job?
I am a car repo man.
Yeah, you're a repo man. So, this is, Kevin, have you ever had a car repossessed?
No, bitch, I have
not.
Okay. But I've seen some shows and they get wild.
Yeah, there's a whole reality show, that's right, based on Repo Men. Okay, so Chris, let's get right down to it. Don't tell us how much you make until the very end of this. I'll start. First question, how long have you been a Repo Man?
Going on 10 years now.
Wow.
10 years.
Okay, 10 years. So this is a career. Okay. And are you married?
I am married. Yep.
Does your wife work and does she have to work?
She does work, yeah. And she doesn't have to, but we're more comfortable if she does.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And what kind of car do you drive in your personal life?
I drive a Subaru.
Outback.
Okay. Is it old or new?
It's from like 2017. So I guess that's
kind of oldish.
That's on the newer side. Oldest,
oh my
new.
God.
Meet up.
Okay. All right. Okay.
He's
Kevin?
A repo man, but he drives.
Do you have any
Subaru.
Kids?
I don't have any kids. No, we're trying to have kids though.
Okay. So, okay.
So they can start a family.
And okay. So you're trying to start a family. Do you own your own home?
We do own a house, small house.
How many square feet is your house?
It's a 1800 square foot house with two bedrooms.
Okay.
Okay. But two bedrooms at 1800 square feet isn't small. Those are big bedrooms.
Did you have any financial help buying your house? Like, did your parents help you or anything like that?
Our parents did not help us, but we, you know, took out a loan and all that.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It's Sacramento.
And do you own this business or do you work for somebody else?
I work for somebody else.
You work for somebody
else. And have you worked for them for 10 years?
Yes. It's been the same company that I've worked for.
Okay. And does that person reward you for the longevity of the job you've had for them?
Yes. There are like benchmarks within the career.
Okay.
That bonuses or raises, stuff like that.
If you're just joining us, we're playing another round of Guess the Salary. This is Chris. He's a repo man for cars. He's done it for 10 years. We don't know how much he makes. We're trying to guess it. Okay.
Do you eat out often or do you prefer to cook at home?
Well, if you ask my wife, she prefers to cook at home. I like to go out a good bit, but we try not to. Okay.
You try not to because it's expensive or because of health reasons?
I'd say a little bit of both. Okay. Yeah, it adds up.
As far as streaming services, do you have them all?
We don't have all of them. Let's see. I've got Netflix. I've got Peacock. I've got HBO. And I think I'm on my parents' Disney Plus.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you get bonused at work?
I do get bonuses, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there safety risks with your job?
Yeah, actually. A lot of people don't realize, but people are not too happy to see me.
We realize.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I actually have my conceal and carry license.
Okay.
You have to go to work with a gun.
Yeah, a lot of my coworkers do the same. It's kind of recommended within the industry.
Okay, so this is a hazardous industry, too.
Oh, okay. I think I have my number.
Me, too. Okay. I think I do, too. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. We're playing Guess the Salary. Chris is a car repo guy. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
I think he makes $104,000 a year.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. Kevin?
I think $95,000.
Okay. I'm going to come in a little bit below Kevin, and I'm going to say you make $80,000 a year.
It's a dangerous job.
I know.
Yeah, that's true.
I know. All right, so Chris, go ahead. Tell us how much you make.
Well, you guys weren't too far off. I make $70,000 a year.
Okay.
Oh, that doesn't feel good.
You have to carry around a gun.
Right. I mean, everybody's bummed out about that except for me because I won. But like, yeah, you should be paid more than that.
No, literally.
I think we speak for all repo guys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you're the employer that Chris works for, just know you should be paying this guy a little bit more.
Right.
He's got to carry a gun with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chris, thank you so much for calling up. It's Guess the Salary on the Wake Up Call. If you, what are your thoughts on this bit? Like it? Hate it? Let us know. 916-909-1065.
1065. Yeah. It's the Wake Up Call.
So there was an incident at a GameStop locally that was pretty scary, Katie, and it was serious.
Okay.
And you know this song.
Pokemon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the theme song, the opening theme song.
Okay, geez, sorry.
It was over Pokemon.
No, come on.
Kevin has the details.
Yeah, at GameStop in San Mateo, there was a brawl that happened and a stabbing. So there's a guy, the story is GameStop released a Pokemon product, so people line up for it. and there were people standing in line already, and then a guy tried to come up and cut the line to try to get the Pokemon product.
Okay.
And then the other guy was like, you can't cut the line. Uh-uh. And then it broke out into a fight, and then the guy that was trying to cut grabbed the mason jar and hit him on the back of the head.
What?
And then the other guy got the broken pieces of mason jar and stabbed that other guy.
Oh, my God.
And then another guy tried to stop the fight. And then the other two guys that were in the fight got, like, ran off in a car.
That's
it
wild.
Was a lot. All over Pokemon card.
Now, see, this makes me think, Katie, Kevin's more hood than we thought he was.
Why is Kevin?
Because he's in the Pokemon world.
See? Yeah, it's dangerous out there.
It's dangerous out there, known for stabbings.
Right.
I want you to be very careful out there, Kevin.
I don't have to be.
Well, no, you do, because if this is the trajectory that the Pokemon community is taking, that they're just going to become lawless street gangs, you're not cut out for that.
What do you mean?
You can't live this life.
You're not. You could never stab somebody.
If someone tried to stab me, I will for sure stab them.
No.
Kevin.
Yes.
I don't think you've got it in you.
I'm a black belt and an Eagle Scout.
That none of those involve stabbing someone.
Disarm, rearm, and stab.
I wish
I have the motion of disarm. Yes.
I wish people could see him like karate chop up with one arm.
That's
karate
disarm.
Chop.
Then rearm, grab it, and stab.
I think you could hold a knife, okay, and make the stabbing motion.
No,
You could follow through with it.
I think I would be the person that follows through, but then regrets falling through. Like, oh my God, what did I just do?
Oh yeah, you would cry for sure.
I would cry so much.
Another reason why I think that you could never do this is because watch how you act.
Watch out, Katie. You're lucky. I didn't stab. I have scissors here. I could have stabbed you.
You could have.
But
you didn't.
You didn't try to
rearm, attack at all.
Guess what? I didn't because you're harmless.
Oh, okay.
I feel no threat.
Well, I thought you were going to say because I'm not. I don't know how to play the game.
That's sexist. Do you remember, Kevin, when one time I got mugged at knife point?
Well, somebody tried to mug
in the parking garage outside of the Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
By the old sack tunnel.
Yeah.
The guy who asked me for my phone and money, he had I want to call it a pocket knife. It wasn't very big. And he was wearing a Lion King musical t-shirt and seemed to end all of his sentences with a question mark. Like, give me your wallet and your phone or I'll kill you. That would be you.
No.
I could just tell that guy had no stabbing power. And that's you. No, that's a good thing.
You're Lion King the musical.
You're Lion King the musical.
I can stab. It's very easy to go through.
What part of the body would you go for?
The jugular. End it real quick.
Where is
the jugular? Are you trying to murder a person?
I'm not murder. I mean, if he has the intent to stab me, I won't know where to stab, and then my mind will
just go jugular. Aim to kill.
Hold on a second. This is escalated. This is now a knife fight?
No, it's not a knife fight. I would honestly de-escalate the situation, but if I so happen to get stabbed, I would have to retaliate.
This is now a different conversation.
No,
if you got stabbed, all over.
Okay, if you got hit in the head with a mason jar.
I would not get knocked out by a mason jar.
I'm not saying you get knocked out. At the very least, you'd cry and your eyes would start to water.
Yeah, if I cry
and then
you turn
to what is for sure the girlfriends that you're there with.
or your brother.
No, that wouldn't happen. My eyes would turn red. I would get very angry, like kind of like the Hulk, and like start smashing.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, we're putting a lot before the cart here. If he even got cut off in line,
I'd cuss somebody out.
No, you wouldn't. You'd do it under your breath.
What do you? No,
no,
I'm very
vocal. Passive aggressive than that.
Yeah,
he'd be I was standing there.
Right. See, Katie knows. I guess we're all invisible.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I guess we're all just cutting today, stupid bitch.
Right.
And then the guy would go, "What'd you say? Nothing.
Nothing. I like your mason jar.
Enjoy your spot in line."
What?
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
Was it good for you?
music-free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.